Welcome in to Vern's post-game show.
Massey not stopping in second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Bernier.
All right, good afternoon. Welcome in. It is a final from Kauffman Stadium. The Royals destroy the carcass of a baseball team that is the Chicago White Sox. And they do so behind another dominating effort from the lefty, the reigning American League pitcher of the month, Cole Reagans. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Not only was the starting pitcher sensational, but the offense drops a dozen runs on the White Sox. And what do you know? Nick Lofton has made three starts in the big leagues. They score 13 runs in his debut. They score 12 runs today, and kind enough to dial us up after this 11-run victory is the aforementioned Nick Lofton. Nick, outstanding job today, 2-for-3 with a run scored, a pair of runs driven in. I would imagine the big leagues are everything you thought they were going to be.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. It's everything and more, honestly. I'm very thankful for the opportunity. It makes it so much better when we're putting up wins like we have the past couple of times I've played. So it's been an absolute dream come true. So
what's that feeling like in that 7-run fifth inning where it's just next man up, do damage, next man up, do damage?
Yeah, I mean, it's like that saying, hitting's contagious, and that's true. And when we got a lineup like ours and we're putting together great at-bats like we're doing, I mean, as you could see, we put together an unbelievable run there. 7 runs scored. I mean, we just kept going at them with great at-bats. So.
Well, looking at your start to your big league career, again, three starts. You've had 12 trips to the plate, and you've reached base 7 times. What's working so well for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's just my plan and approach. You know, I've been sticking to it all year and trusting the process. And I've been as prepared as I possibly can. Every single day that I come to the field, I make sure that I'm as prepared as I possibly can be for the game. And, you know, I've really honed in on that this year and really focused on the process more than anything rather than the results and get so result-oriented. And it just shows how well I've been doing with my plan, my approach, and my process and my preparation before games.
Nick Lofton joining us after the Royals' 12-1 win in the opener of this series against the Chicago White Sox. For most of us, it feels like just yesterday you were drafted. I'm sure it feels like a lot longer ago for you. Was there ever a moment when the big leagues felt far away, where you weren't sure if this day was ever going to arrive?
I mean, this is what I've worked for my entire life, and I wasn't going to stop until I got here, so... those thoughts never went into my mind. It was just a matter of time. And you know that it's God's timing, and his timing is always the best timing. So whether that would be 5 years from now or it'd been Friday when I got called up into the big league. So at the end of the day, I was just really focusing on taking it one day at a time while I was in the minor leagues. And enjoying my time with my teammates down there, and really developing relationships with them and focusing on winning. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what I've always wanted to do is win. And I was able to do that my first year in pro ball. Thankfully, we won the High Central Championship, and a lot of those guys are on the big league team right now. And so I'm very comfortable with all the guys here. And, you know, those thoughts of never making it was never something that came into my mind. I was always very persistent that I was going to make it one day. And, you know, I'm very thankful for the opportunity that God has given me and that the Kansas City Royals were able to bless me with.
Well, the boys got a winning record when your name's in that starting lineup. They also have a winning record when Cole Reagans is on the bump. What can you say about the performance that we saw from the lefty today?
Dominant. That's pretty much the only answer that's appropriate for that. He was dominant when I first met him in AAA, and he's clearly dominating still here in the big leagues. You know, it makes it easier for us as a defense when he's on the mound. It's a quick game, a quick-paced game, because he throws strikes and he knows what he's going to do up there at the on the mound. So it makes it easy for us as a defense, and then we're able to give him some runs to to feel comfortable up there as well.
And you played a slick third base, picking up a nice 5-4-3 inning-ending double play in the fifth inning. Final thing for you, Nick, and I greatly appreciate your time after another win. Let the fans know what this clubhouse is like as you guys embark on the final 4 weeks of the season.
Yeah, I mean, our plan is to focus one day at a time, you know, and we're focusing and we're being where our feet are. You know, it's a crazy environment in here right now, and especially when we put up the numbers we have been the past 3 days. It's been great. You know, the clubhouse is high energy. It's a high energy team, and we got a great group of guys that are going out there and competing every single day, no matter what our record shows, no matter what we've done in the past. We focus each and every single day, and you know, that's just how we're gonna win games. You know, that's just how it's gonna happen. It's just by focusing on the day to day grind that we have, and focusing and being where our feet are. You know. This clubhouse is special, and we got a great captain with Salvi, and it makes it easier when we got a guy like him on behind us and in front of us, just leading us, you know.
Well, no doubt about it. Nick, great job today. Great job since the promotion. You got a lot of people rooting for you here in Kansas City, and we'll see you back out there tomorrow.
I appreciate it greatly.
All right, thank you. Nick Lofton joining us following a Royals 12-1 drubbing of the Chicago White Sox. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Royals crush Chicago and do so not only behind a strong effort from Cole Ragans and a big day from the offense, but I don't think it would be fair for me to sit here and solely focus on Ragans or solely focus on Nick Lofton, because I'm the guy that's sat here for the past few weeks and said, hey, if Bobby and Salvi don't have big games, it's tough for this team to win. Now, I also say, Ragans and Singer are able to carry you to victory. But look, you scored 12 runs, and Salvi didn't have a hit. Bobby didn't play. So quite a few heroes today, none larger than Cole Ragans. And sure, you still want to see the offense have this type of day with Jordan Lyles on the hill or Zach Greinke or Angel Zerpa, Alec Marsh. Right? Cole Ragans, Brady Singer days, I trust them to lead you to victory. But you got to give love to Edward Olivares, to Nick Lofton, Michael Massey, Nelson Velasquez, a lot of contributors in this big-time Royals victory on this Labor Day Monday. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll get to your thoughts after this.
Rich Radio.
First pitch, swung on, hit well. Deep left field, way back. It's going to bounce off the warning track and up against the fence. One run is in. Two runs are in. It's a two-run double for Nick Lofton. And the Royals lead it 9-0.
Steve Stewart on the call, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. We just heard from Nick Lofton. He was kind enough to dial us up after a 2-for-3 performance and a 12-1 Royals victory. Lofton becoming the first player in franchise history to record an extra base hit in 3 straight games to begin his career. And now, Brady Singer takes the hill tomorrow. You gotta love that 1-2 punch. The drive to the ballpark is always easier when you know the guy on the bump's going to give you a chance. And Cole Ragans has done nothing but give you a chance. Today was his 8th start since coming to Kansas City. He throws 6 innings, gives up 2 base runners. Gave up a 1-out single in the 5th, and then hit the first batter that he faced in the 6th inning. And I don't even know if he really, I mean, he hit him, but that Colas dude just leaned into that one. Hey, I don't blame him. You're not hitting Cole Ragans. You got to do what you can to get on base. And at that point of the game, top of the 6th inning, you're down 12-0. Get on first however you can. Improve your on-base percentage. Go for it. Cole Ragans now 4-1 in 8 starts since joining the Royals. 63 strikeouts in 47 innings. An ERA of 1.51. That's the lowest mark by any pitcher through their first 8 starts in franchise history. I guess an easier way to put it is Cole Ragans is off to the best starts that this franchise has ever seen. 21 consecutive scoreless innings. It's the longest active streak in Major League Baseball and the longest by a Royal since the great Wade Davis back in that memorable summer of 2015. So yeah, Cole Reagans is pitching really, really, really well. Let's head inside the clubhouse and hear what he had to say to Bally Sports, Kansas City.
Season strong, you know. Every time, like I've said in the past, every time I go out there, I try to give us a chance to win. And today, the guys, I mean, made it pretty easy. I mean, you know, the guys, unbelievable. I mean, the homers, the, you know, good at bats. I mean, we put up 12. I think we put up 7 in the fifth. But even the beginning, you know, one in the first, one in the second, one in the third, just adding on each inning, it was, you know, made it a lot easier. So. Yeah, I mean, I just, like I said, the guys made it easy, so I just tried to go out there, fill it up, and get them, you know, they're swinging, everybody's swinging a hot bat, so it was like, try to get the outs as quick as I can and get them back up to the plate.
When the offense is putting up runs like that, especially in that fifth inning, how do you kind of stay loose and stay, like, locked in when you know your offense keeps adding on?
Yeah, I mean, when innings get long, I, you know, do some stretching, stuff like that. Just try to, you know, keep my body going, keep my heart rate up a little bit. That way when I do go back out there, it's not like I'm trying to crank on something that's not loose. You know, keep the body moving a little bit.
How'd you feel with your stuff overall?
I thought it was all right. I mean, I think me and Freddie had a good plan. I mean, he's been great back there. Defense was great, but overall, I mean, I thought the cutter leaving a little arm side, same with the fastball. I thought the slider was really good. I thought the curveball got better as the outing went on. I know I had the one that kind of there at the top of the six that slipped and got Colas, but overall, I mean, felt like I made good pitches when I needed to make a good pitch.
Yeah. What's your approach when that does happen?
When they start getting long, just make a quality pitch, you know, not try to strike the guy out. Just make a quality pitch that's going to get a swing and, you know, trust my defense. Trust the guys behind me. That's what they're there for. So. I think I might spin it. I think my spin rate might be decent, I guess. I don't know. I don't really know. Like I'm not a big extension guy or anything like that. So, yeah.
I mean,
it has to be something with the velo, I guess. Just, and I feel like I've mixed it well, you know, kind of, especially getting ahead, you know, having the slider, the cutter, the changeup, the curveball, just, you know, if I'm throwing them all in the zone, it kind of gives them, they have to think about all of them if I'm commanding all of them. So it's like, kind of helps it, I feel like. So.
Yeah, I'd say so. That's Cole Reagans, courtesy of Bally Sports Kansas City. And speaking of Bally, Dave Holtzman, the great Dave Holtzman of Bally Sports Kansas City, he notes that Cole Reagans, the first pitcher since 1974, the first Royals pitcher since 1974 to take a perfect game into the fifth inning in back-to-back starts. Yeah, that's right. 13 up, 13 down for Cole Reagans. Yoan Moncada hit a 2-2 pitch back up the middle to break up the perfecto. But it still looked pretty perfect to me. Cole Reagans, he just mentioned, yeah, you know, I guess I keep him off balance with my 5-pitch mix. Now, I don't know what you sit on if you're facing Cole Reagans. I would guess you sit on the fastball, but good luck. You better get that front foot down early if you're going to catch up to 99. 6 innings of one-hit baseball for Reagans, 7 punch-outs, and not a single walk. 7 punch-outs, 2 of them with the slider, 2 with the changeup. He blew 96 past Trace Thompson, 98 past Yoan Moncada, and 99 past that Remillard kid that I just heard of earlier today. Cole Reagans and the Royals absolutely destroy the Chicago White Sox. I got more to say about this game, but I want to hear from you first. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Let's start off in Raytown. Jackson, you're hitting leadoff this afternoon, buddy. Jackson, how are you?
I'm pretty good. I just got home from the actual game.
Nice.
So, yeah.
So you were the good luck charm.
Yeah, me and my dad just got a brand new $10 Royals hat. So.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Nice. What color?
Blue.
Okay, can't go wrong army. With that. Can't go wrong with that. Who stood out to you? What was your highlight of the game today?
Oh, probably the was it Velasquez? I think hit a homer.
You know he did, yeah.
It was pretty close to us, actually.
Oh, okay. And you guys were out in left field then, near left field. Yeah.
Yeah. And it hit this kid's – it almost hit this kid's sign that said Grand Slam Birthday. So ooh. And he actually got the ball, too, which is pretty cool.
Wow. Well, man, what a game to go to. You saw everything. You saw great pitching. You saw just about everybody in the lineup outside of Salvi have a hit. I don't know what more you could ask for.
I know, right?
Well, I appreciate you listening, man, and I appreciate the phone call. You enjoy the rest of your Monday.
Yeah, me too.
All right, brother. Appreciate it, man. Phone lines are open. 12-1, the final score. We go to Big T and Shawnee. Big T, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Vern. Thanks for taking my call. So, first of all, Vern, you did a great job on your bets, man. So, take my hat off to you on that. It always feels good to hit those.
Heck yeah.
Especially Edwin Olivares, the big O. He got that RBI for himself, Vern. He knocked himself in. So good job by Eddie O. You mentioned the lineup, Vern. Yeah. They did a nice job today. We mentioned Edwin, Melendez, Massey.
Everybody. Velasquez. Everybody had a hit outside of Salvi. Everybody either drove in a run or scored a run.
That's nice to see, Vern. Those guys are balling. That new kid you had on, I was really pleasure to listen
Nick Lofton.
To Vern.
Yep.
Keep up the good job on that. We appreciate that. But the man of the hour, man, the kid you just had on too, Cole Ragans, man, he is poised, Vern. When he talks, he just sounds much older, much more disciplined. Those five pitches. I mean, this guy, you mentioned that the record since 1974. Vern, this guy keeps it up, man. We're in for a great pitcher next year, already on our team, along with Brady Singer. And I heard you talking about the On Deck show. That does kind of put us ahead. If those guys are, you know, you got Detroit, you know, you're talking about the bottom three, Detroit and then us and then the White Sox. Man, we're heading the right direction, Vern. So keep
you
up the great work.
You got a chance, too. Yep.
We do, man. We got a chance, Vern. And as always, let's go Royals. Choo-choo! Choo-choo-choo!
Phone line opens up for you, 913-586-7610. Yeah, I want to discuss that a little bit further. Listen, I understand. I'm not going to present this as if this has been a successful season. Even with the 11-run victory today, the boys still find themselves a staggering 53 games below 500. And yet, despite the fact that just hours ago, the Royals owned the worst record in Major League Baseball, watching that Chicago ball club, that's what this team's never been. That looks like a team just going through the motions, a team at times that doesn't even appear as if they enjoy the game of baseball, certainly never playing team baseball. Chicago's how many games in front of the Royals? Again, I'm not trying to present this as if I'm looking down my nose at the White Sox, who sit 10 and a half games in front of the Royals, who have a 20-run advantage in the run differential game. So the numbers tell you Chicago's a better team, right? Even though since the All-Star break, they are the worst team in Major League Baseball. I'll just bottom line it. You can disagree. You let me know if you disagree. But I'll take our lot. What J.J. Piccolo and John Sherman have to turn into a winner, I think I'd take it. I think I'd take it over what they have in Detroit and what they have in Chicago. I think. I'll explain. We'll dive a little bit deeper into it. But do you agree with that? That's what I want to know. You know, I watched the Oakland Athletics, the team that now owns the worst record in Major League Baseball. A team that has been outscored by 118 more runs than the Royals have. The A's have been outscored by almost 300 runs this season. I can't imagine. I can't imagine how awful that product is in Oakland. Keep in mind, the Royals have been outscored by 178 runs. I mean, Oakland is just so far and away the worst team in Major League Baseball, statistically. And yet, I'd much rather be an Oakland fan than a White Sox fan. Now, there's a lot more to discuss because the White Sox could turn it around a lot quicker. The guy that we're going to watch square off with Brady Singer tomorrow, Dylan Cease. You trade him this offseason. They trade Luis Robert or Yoan Moncada this offseason. Maybe those guys can bring that type of jolt to the organization and help their turnaround. So, okay, I'll give Chicago that. They have the best trade assets of the bunch. Detroit, Kansas City, White Sox. Chicago has the better trade assets. I'll give them that. But I'll take the 1-2 punch of Cole Reagans and Brady Singer over whatever they're throwing at you. I'll take Cole Reagans and Brady Singer over Tarek Skubal and Matt Manning in Detroit. Bobby Witt's the best player on any of these three teams. Okay, maybe Detroit has the better offensive core with Torkelson and Carpenter and Riley Green. But Bobby, Michael, and Vinny, that ain't too shabby. Now, Chicago has the big markets and an owner that is willing to haphazardly spend his money. Detroit's owner hasn't shown the same willingness to throw money around as much as his old man did. But Detroit's in a much bigger market than Kansas City. So it's certainly easier to turn it around on the south side of Chicago or in Motown than it is in Kansas City. But I mean it when I say it. I'll take our lot. I'm happy with what this organization and who's in charge of this organization. I'll ride with our first-year general manager, our first-year manager over Chicago's first-week general manager or first-year manager. You know, A.J. Hinch has a World Series ring, but even Detroit has a first-year general manager. I'm wondering if there's going to be blowback to that. Do you guys disagree? Is it laughable to say that a team 43-96 following today's win, that they're certainly not trailing Chicago? They're not trailing Detroit. When you look to 2024, 25, and 26, when you talk about who's going to vie for a division title first, I'm not saying it's the Royals, but I certainly can't say that they are trailing the Tigers or White Sox. Maybe it's a dead heat. Maybe the Royals are in front. Maybe it's day by day. But I don't think the Royals are far and away the worst team in this division or the organization the furthest from the postseason, despite what the record says. And I know Detroit's 21 games in front of the Royals. Run differential, 67 runs better than the Royals. And yet, I'm not fearful of the Tigers leaving the Royals in their dust. Not fearful of the White Sox running away with this division anytime soon. Leaving the Royals in their dust. Not whatsoever. In fact, Chicago to me appears to be in the worst situation. Sure, they have the trade assets. But they need a whole culture change. More on that in a moment. Interested in your thoughts. Again, the phone number, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Thanks to our proud sponsor, Rawhide Harley Davidson, for all your support this season. Rawhide Harley Davidson, the number one volume Harley dealer in Kansas. Quick timeout. We get back to your thoughts as the Royals win 12-1. Back with more after this.
Burns Post. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
And the 0-2, a swing and a ball well hit. Deep. deep left center, way back and gone. A two-run homer, and even does it for the Royals, 12-0, as Ollie hits his second homer on the day. It is all Royals on Labor Day.
Great call. Steve Stewart, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio, Edward Olivares becoming the sixth different Royal to record a multi-homer game this season. Two-run blast in the fifth, homer in the first. That's a career-high tying three RBI for Edward Olivares. Big T, thanks for the shout-out. Yes, if you were listening to the double play, I did say Ollie's going to drive in a run and the Royals will win by multiple runs. So, yeah, good day for me on the double play. Better day for the Royals on the diamond. Cole Reagans takes a perfecto into the fifth, throws six shutout innings. Colin Snyder and Steven Cruz take care of the rest. The offense scores one in the first, second, and third, two in the fourth, seven in the fifth. And then we just laughed for the rest of the game. Phone lines are open for you. The text line is there as well. The Jays Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. From the 816, hey Vern, Nelson Velasquez looks like Jorge Soler smashing all those homers. Do you think he'll get regular playing time next year with MJ Melendez? Well, it's a astute observation. Nelson Velasquez has 16 hits with the Royals. Seven of them are home runs. Are you kidding me? 16 hits, 10 extra base hits for Nelson Velasquez. Yeah, why not? To me, MJ, Nelson Velasquez, that could be a perfect left field platoon. Not perfect. Let me dial that back a little bit. That would suffice, in my book, as of now, for a corner outfield platoon. Yes, I'm with that. I mean, he's undeniable. Seven home runs, he's played in like, he's been here like 2 minutes. Nick Lofton, Michael Massey, possibly over there at second base. That could be a quality platoon as well. Could be. Might be. John in Mission writes in, Vern, if J.J. Piccolo keeps fleecing teams like he did in the Reagans trade and the Nelson Velasquez trade, well, then you know what? You might be onto something. That's John in Mission. If J.J. continues to fleece teams like this, I'm not going to talk about the White Sox and Tigers. No, we're going to change our focus and put the crosshairs on Minnesota and Cleveland. Because if you have a general manager making moves like that, winning trades like that, that's how you win consistently. That's how I believe you win consistently in a market like this. That's how Tampa's winning. That's how Cleveland's winning. They're also drafting and developing. And we'll see how this organization does on that front moving forward. But to make up for a poor run of drafts and development, to acquire a guy like Cole Reagans, I don't even know how to quantify the value in that trade. Other than congratulations to the Royals front office, but unfortunately, like we say with so many of these young unproven position players, great job, now go do it again. Go win the offseason trade of Salvi, or go win the offseason trade of fill in the name bat that you move. It's a bottom line business. It's tough, but it's, you know, what have you done for me lately? They all understand it. The players certainly understand it. From the 785, Vern, there's absolutely no way on earth that you could convince me that the White Sox are in a better position than the Royals. Not a chance. Yeah, isn't that wild, though? I mean, the White Sox have been in front of you in the division basically all season. The Royals are a half game in front of the Oakland Athletics for the worst record in Major League Baseball, and yet I'd much, much rather be a Royals fan than a White Sox fan. Sure, they can spend more money. Sure. And again, they have better trade assets coming into this offseason. I'll give them that. And I'm a fan of Chris Getz, right? A Michigan man, a good man, good guy, good Royal. But look at JJ's resume already, right? Look at what he did this offseason. Look at what he did this trade deadline. Look at what he did last year at the trade deadline. He's already lapped Chris Getz. He's got a lot of work to do if he's going to catch up to what JJ and his front office have done. Same with Detroit. They had a nice trade piece at the deadline in Michael Lorenzen. They got a 20-year-old second baseman. Maybe he's good. I don't know. I know Cole Reagans is good. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. Let's try to get to as many of these texts as we can. From the 417, Vern, is next season starting outfield on this team? If so, who are they? I don't know. What I'm saying is, I don't know if next season starting outfield is on this team. It could be. Kyle Isbell can play center field every day at the big league level. He needs to be surrounded by some upper echelon bats, though. Right? If Kyle Isbell's going to be your everyday center fielder, that's fine. But you're, with all due respect, I think you're punting on offense, and that's fine. If he's going to play Gold Glove center field, that I got no issue with that. But I need some pop from the other corner outfielders, and I need some pop from at least three of your infield defenders. And you're going to get that, right? You're going to get that from Bobby. You're going to get that from Michael. If Salvi's still around, you're going to get that from him as well. So Isbell can hold it down in center field. Velasquez, Melendez, platoon, and left. Does Drew Waters earn everyday ABs and rights? I don't know. Do you keep Dairon Blanco's speed around? We got 23 games remaining in this evaluation season. The only thing I'd be willing to say declaratively is Kyle Isbell's gloves for real. That plays, that's a big league glove. If he can stay healthy, he could have a nice big league career. Few more. Text line 913-586-7610. From the 816, Vern, I feel like...
Vern's Post. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
And the 0-2. A swing and a ball well hit. Left center, way back and gone. A two-run homer, and even does it for the Royals. 12-0 as Ollie hits his second homer on the day. It is all Royals on Labor Day.
Great call, Steve Stewart, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. Edward Olivares becoming the sixth different Royal to record a multi-homer game this season. Two-run blast in the fifth, homer in the first. That's a career-high tying three RBI for Edward Olivares. Big T, thanks for the shout-out. Yes, if you were listening to the double play, I did say Ollie's going to drive in a run, and the Royals will win by multiple runs. So, yeah, good day for me on the double play. Better day for the Royals on the diamond. Cole Reagans takes a perfecto into the fifth, throws six shutout innings. Colin Snyder and Steven Cruz take care of the rest. The offense scores one in the first, second, and third, two in the fourth, seven in the fifth, and then we just laughed for the rest of the game. Phone lines are open for you. The text line is there as well. The Jays Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. From the 816, hey Vern, Nelson Velasquez looks like Jorge Soler smashing all those homers. Do you think he'll get regular playing time next year with MJ Melendez? Well, it's an astute observation. Nelson Velasquez has 16 hits with the Royals. Seven of them are home runs. Are you kidding me? 16 hits. 10 extra base hits for Nelson Velasquez. Why not? to me, MJ, Nelson, Velasquez, that could be a perfect left field platoon. Not perfect. Let me dial that back a little bit. That would suffice, in my book, as of now, for a corner outfield platoon. Yes, I'm with that. I mean, he's undeniable. 7 home runs, he's played in like, he's been here like 2 minutes. Nick Lofton, Michael Massey, possibly over there at second base. That could be a quality platoon as well. Could be. Might be. John in Mission writes in, Vern, if J.J. Piccolo keeps fleecing teams like he did in the Reagan's trade and the Nelson Velasquez trade, well, then you know what? You might be onto something. That's John in Mission. If J.J. continues to fleece teams like this, I'm not going to talk about the White Sox and Tigers. No, we're going to change our focus and put the crosshairs on Minnesota and Cleveland. Because if you have a general manager making moves like that, winning trades like that, that's how you win consistently. That's how I believe you win consistently in a market like this. That's how Tampa's winning. That's how Cleveland's winning. They're also drafting and developing. And we'll see how this organization does on that front moving forward. But to make up for a poor run of drafts and development, to acquire a guy like Cole Reagans, I don't even know how to quantify the value in that trade. Other than congratulations to the Royals front office, but unfortunately, like we say with so many of these young, unproven position players, great job, now go do it again. Go win the offseason trade of Salvi, or go win the offseason trade of fill in the name bat that you move. It's a bottom line business. It's tough, but it's, you know, what have you done for me lately? They all understand it. The players certainly understand it. From the 785, Vern, there's absolutely no way on earth that you could convince me that the White Sox are in a better position than the Royals. Not a chance. Yeah, isn't that wild, though? I mean, the White Sox have been in front of you in the division basically all season. The Royals are a half game in front of the Oakland Athletics for the worst record in Major League Baseball, and yet I'd much, much rather be a Royals fan than a White Sox fan. Sure, they can spend more money. Sure, and again, they have better trade assets coming into this offseason. I'll give them that. And I'm a fan of Chris Getz, right? A Michigan man, a good man, good guy. Good Royal. But look at JJ's resume already, right? Look at what he did this offseason. Look at what he did this trade deadline. Look at what he did last year at the trade deadline. He's already lapped Chris Getz. He's got a lot of work to do if he's going to catch up to what JJ and his front office have done. Same with Detroit. They had a nice trade piece at the deadline in Michael Lorenzen. They got a 20-year-old second baseman. Maybe he's good. I don't know. I know Cole Reagans is good. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. Let's try to get to as many of these texts as we can. From the 417, Vern, is next season starting outfield on this team? If so, who are they? I don't know. I don't know. What I'm saying is I don't know if next season starting outfield is on this team. It could be. Kyle Isbell can play center field every day at the big league level. He needs to be surrounded by some upper echelon bats, though. Right? If Kyle Isbell's going to be your everyday center fielder, that's fine. But you're, with all due respect, I think you're punting on offense, and that's fine. If he's going to play Gold Glove center field, that I got no issue with that. But I need some pop from the other corner outfielders. And I need some pop from at least 3 of your infield defenders. And you're going to get that, right? You're going to get that from Bobby. You're going to get that from Mike Cal. If Salvi's still around, you're going to get that from him as well. So Isbell can hold it down in center field. Velasquez, Melendez, platoon in left. Does Drew Waters earn every day ABs in right? I don't know. Do you keep Dairon Blanco's speed around? We got 23 games remaining in this evaluation season. The only thing I'd be willing to say declaratively is Kyle Isbell's gloves for real. That plays, that's a big league glove. If he can stay healthy, he could have a nice big league career. Few more. Text line 913-586-7610. From the 816, Vern, I feel like this team has everything but the most important thing, pitching. We need to flip Salvi for some bullpen arms and a couple of starters. Vern, I feel like we could improve by 20 to 25 games next season. Wow. Well, I hope you're right. They're going to need a very active offseason because right now, as you're pointing out, they don't have the pitching. Now, Reagans and Singer is a tremendous 1-2, but what do you do in games 3, 4, and 5? And you always have to assume injury to someone in your rotation. I'm not saying Singer and Reagans, but whoever else fills out your rotation, much like this year with Bubich and Lynch. Now, right now the rotation is Reagans and Singer, Lyles, and then I think you got a bunch of guys right now competing for that number 4 and number 5 spot. Daniel Lynch, Angel Zerpa, Alec Marsh, maybe some of the young guys in the minor leagues like an Anthony Veneziano, Chandler Champlain. Should be a nice little competition next year at spring training. Now, my hope is there's an off-season signing or a trade acquisition. So we show up to surprise Arizona next year wondering, Singer, Reagans, or the new guy? Who's getting the ball on opening day? Now, that's your 1-2-3. Jordan Lyles is your 4. And then everyone else battles it out for the 5 spot. That could work. That could be enough. 20 to 25 games, though. Right now, Royals on pace to go 50-112. So you got them at 70 to 75 wins. You're at 70 to 75 wins. August is entertaining, that's for sure. I hope you're right. God knows I hope you're right. Well, everything went right today. Royals just beat down that, again, the carcass of what was once the Chicago White Sox. 12-1 the final score. Cole Reagans, unbelievable. Nathan Williams, great job back at the studio. Nick Lofton, thanks for calling in. Kansas City, thanks for listening. Talk to you tomorrow at 5:30. Take care.
You've been listening.